Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
There is no life I know to compare with your imagination. Living well, you'll be free if you truly wish to be.
Love story to me, yeah. revival of our love story. That's what we're talking about today on here on the Play Experience, Playground of Life. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for returning. We talk about, I'm feeling a lot today, actually. We talk about all the shifts and all the energy that's showing up and how the time is changing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The reality really that's present with us is that it is really, really on a real tip. Time to wake up. It's been a long time coming, of course, and you know, I decided a few weeks ago to come forth with what I'm calling a life relationship intensive. It's because it's time to wake up to who we are, our relationship to all that exists, everything around us, and stop talking the talk and just simply walk the walk. Just simply walk with grace and ease. Because we cannot fully show up in any of our relationships in this life unless we show up completely as who we are, embracing the love that's inside us. You heard the song, Wake Up Everybody, No More Sleeping in Bed. I don't know what the lyrics are, but you know, la, 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 you know the song. Teddy Pendergrass, the world has changed so very much from what it used to be. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way, you know. Maybe when you teach a new way, they'll listen to what you have to say, you know. It comes through, and this is why universal love, music, resonance, harmony is truly our power, sound. How strong is your sound today? How open is your heart? You know, when you exhibit genuine kindness, did you know? And you know, I'm on this endorphin thing. Did you know that your physical body releases and raises endorphins that help you to stabilize, strengthen, and boost your immune system? Because all those thoughts and feelings that you experience in the act of kindness to yourself too, it's a natural response that assists your body and helps you in your emotions, your deepest emotions, to feel happy and good about yourself, and therefore causing your body to react in a positive fashion, which can heal anything and counteract anything that's not of your highest. You know? I'm talking about the kindness that's a natural, not intellectualized action. Should I or shouldn't I? What's in it for me? If I do that, what's going to happen for me? You're thinking too long. It's like you're thinking wrong. Yeah, I said it. I'm talking about the kindness that's not noticed until it's already done, and you just feel so good. You're like, whoa, I'm walking on clouds. Yes, I feel so good. And it's like, oh, okay. That's why, because she's happy and she's content, and that helped. And it's this goodness and yumminess that you feel in the moment of sharing yourself. It's like an accrual. Something happens where this goodness accrues in your system so that when you do make a mistake that's not so yummy and delicious and palatable even for you, you don't have to beat up on yourself and take yourself down. Just forgive. Allow and let go. So simply putting kindness in the front, right, helps you as much as it helps the other person. You know? So, as much as kindness can help you, you know what's coming, right? you already know. Kindness serves to uplift us through our love for ourselves, right? So continual act of unkindness, what do you think that does? It releases toxins that stay in our system. You wonder why sometimes you're in a state of annoyance or depression or negative emotion. It's because it's accruing in that direction as well, traveling to your organs, causing some kind of ailment or depression or, you know. I mean, even when at the times when you feel like, oh, yeah, I am helping this person. Yes, I am doing this for this person. I have been kind. I've been wonderful. But what were you feeling about that kindness? Had you gotten to a point where you felt like a rubber shoe or old shoe, they say, or a rubber doormat where people was walking all over you? Do you feel deep down, did you let sink down resentment, maybe, perchance, grudges, bad feelings regarding how they didn't love you like, and they didn't appreciate me? You know, it is imperative to wake up to the fact that this all affects our DNA. So take your time. Look for opportunities, you know, to allow yourself to indulge in this awesome, 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 awesome release of endorphins. You know, laughter does it. Playing does it. You know, we talk about that here on the playground all the time. But just take a time to share one act of kindness at a time. You know, you don't have to do it all at once. Just let it happen. Allow yourself. You know, allow it to happen. Anytime you can do so, clear the dark energy that all of our systems have. But it clears up inevitably. Get some in the what do you call it? The cash or the whatever. I can't think of the name of it, but y'all help me out. You know what I mean. You know, get some in there so that you can accrue it, so that anytime that something doesn't happen the way you want it to happen, you're good, right? Well, you're good anyway, but, yeah, that helps out a lot, you know? So just being nice, being kind. Okay, you got it. I think it's okay. But, you know, the we can use this chaos in this earth. We can use this chaos to bring all the mass together in strong chains of love and kindness in the unison of energy, you know? And just let it overflow, because see, choosing to take care of yourself, and we're talking about self-love today, choosing to take care of yourself is not selfish. When we care for ourselves, the more full we get, the more, and I know you know this already, but do you really know it? And you only know it if you do it, okay? If you are it. It's time to walk the walk. The more full we are within ourselves, the easier it becomes to flow the kindness. It's not even a no-brainer. We don't have to think about it. It just overflows because we have overflowed. We have gotten all the yummy, yummy, yum, yum. I'm the one. That's what you start feeling. So, at the top, let's just go to the top. All right? At the top, we heard pure imagination as she get down, ease back off that soapbox. We heard Joyce Gorillaz with pure imagination. Evie's Zone Music. EV is in Victor. ZoneMusic.com. I'm just saying. We have to explore. We have to explore how we choose our thoughts, how we choose our beliefs, how we choose our reality. You know, because maybe we can just gather 1% of people, of humanity, to play with us on this playground and choosing to wake up and move from the I am not into the I am. I'm just saying. So after George, moving right along, she says back down. You heard the revival of a love story, a powerful song sung out of the heart of my beautiful guest. It was this time last year, spring again, where she sprung forward, speaking about the feminine principle, truly a gift from the heavens. She's called many things. Love goddess, inspirational speaker, musician extraordinaire, mommy, daughter, international recording artist. All I know is that I am overjoyed to have her, whomever she is, however she is, right here with me, the incomparable Sherry Marie. Gotcha, baby. Gotcha again on the playground. First day of spring. What?
Woo! Yay! I can't believe it. This is so marvelous and so magnificent. Thank you, sister. Thank you for all of that beautiful wisdom that you shared with us a moment ago. It was just wonderful to hear you come from your heart in that way and teach us a better way to be, you know? So thank you. Thank you for that. And yes, it's the first day of spring.
Yes, it is. Are you ready to spring forward?
I am. You know, the vernal equinox is always so cool. You know, equal day and equal night. You know, it's such a great lesson. God is so amazing. And God just the bomb.
Awesome.
So, what a great reminder that, you know, to find your center. You know, we don't have to go to the left too far or to the right too far. You know, everything we need is already equally portioned out. You know? It really
Absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
Yes,
cool. Indeed. It is cool. And so before we get started, when I started my first workshop back in 1997, I found it important then to ask, and I've been doing it ever since in every session that I do, just about, don't nobody quote me on that. But anyway, I found it important to ask three questions, yeah, and identify, and we talk about self-love, self-identity, and all that good stuff today. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would ask, who are you? Who do others think you are? And how do you want to be seen? So, I want to just pass that to you real quick. And as we begin our talk about self-love and self-identity and, you know, just the other good stuff, yummy stuff we're going to talk about today. Who are you? Who do others think you are? And how do you want to be seen? I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just ask you one at a time. Who are you? There you go. Bam.
There you go. Bam. Booyah. I always love that question because every time I'm asked, it really is a reawakening for me because, you know, the core of who I am is the divine expression of God. That's who I am.
Absolutely.
The divine feminine expression of God. That's who I know myself to be, you know. You know, it's as my job or as my assignment in that, I understand, you know, that I'm really here to help others, you know, connect with their creative and intuitive flow. And I happen to do that through music, you know. So, you know, and all of that, the bottom line to all of that for me really is love, you know. That just really is the bottom line to all of it. But as my expression of love is the divine feminine expression of God. And so that is who I am.
Okay.
At my core.
All right. And this is, I'm asking you these questions. I know you know, and others as well. But there's people that might need to look at these questions, you see. So I'm going to ask you this second question. Who do others think you are or see you as?
My honest response to that is, I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know. Yeah, because I don't really operate from that perspective. You know, I really operate from the perspective of just being authentic. And, you know, I'm sure for as many people as there are on this planet, they would articulate it that many different ways, who they may or may not see me as. And mm-hmm. so I'm just open to, I just leave that open to whatever
that's their business.
Receiver is, whatever is right. You know, whatever you receive is what you receive. It doesn't change in any way, shape, or form my being and my intentions, you know. So that's my honest answer for question number two.
All right. And from door number three, we're going to go with how do you want to be seen? I think we already know the answer to that, but we want to hear it anyway. Because we love to hear you.
Yeah, man. My desire to be seen. The most authentic way I can answer that is really just to say that just see me as love, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just see me as love, because that's my intention. It is my intention. Every time I open my mouth to sing or to speak or touch an instrument or read a poem or whatever or give you a hug or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
it is my intention to love you, period. And, you know, that by no means makes me perfect. But just in my humanness, it is just my desire to express that in every way that I possibly can, you know. And that's really all, that's because I know that's the answer to everything. It moves everything. It is everything. It's the energy in everything. It's all of what I am. Every organ, every cell in my body is designed by love, created by God. And so, you know, God the Creator, Allah, whatever you wish to call the source, the universe, to me, the name is irrelevant. It's really what actually is, and that for me is love. And so that's what I want to be associated with. That's what I want to be known for.
Mm-hmm. And with all that aspect of the Creator, that is love. We are that expression, and when we are not acting out in that fashion, we're rubbing against and going against what our true nature is. But, you know, in talking about self-love and our identity and how we identify ourselves is very much how we it's integral in how we love
mm-hmm.
ourselves. You know, we speak of ourselves as I'm a homeowner, I'm a mama, I'm a
right.
wife, I'm a husband, I'm a, you know, my identity. You know, it's whenever you ask to introduce yourself, you give your name or you give my name is, or, you know, and people don't really, when you ask the question, who are you, you know, who
mm-hmm.
is that listening to the show right now? What is your identity? You know, I mean, we are at all aspects of God, the Creator, Source. We're all aspects, really powerful,
mm-hmm.
wonderful aspects of love, which is the Creator. And we tend to sometimes limit ourselves with our names and what we do in life, you know. So, you know, sometimes I have to stop and ask myself, am I addressing somebody else or am I addressing myself? Addressing myself with this question, you know, or,
right.
you know, in terms of what I am asking of someone else, you know? So
mm-hmm.
if so with that, you know, I want to also say that our emotions, when we talk about love, you know, when we talk about love, we tend to say, oh yes, we equate it automatically with how emotional we are going to be right now, you know, how
mm-hmm.
we are emoting. And our emotions, Our emotions are only as strong as our inner child. And I really wish I had another word for this, you know, inner child. You know, but anyway, I wish I had another word for it, but I don't right now. So words eluding me, you know, it's been OD'd. But anyway, when you're brave enough, right, to
mm-hmm.
delve into some deep inner emotional work, you are actually directly working with this inner child energy, I'll call it, that's within you. And this is actually what actually gets to shift and change, which brings me to the love story. You know, when you did the phrasing in that, you know, and you can, if you could picture the inner child of that person in the phrasing of that song, Can you give us a little bit of where you were coming from when you delivered that?
Wow, that's a great question. Well, exactly.
Because it's a powerful song.
Thank you. I had some wonderful help with that. It actually started out as a poem that was given to me by Angela Carr Patterson, the Love Lifestyle Coach. She was wanting me to, she commissioned me actually to write a song. And so that's really where it started. And I had it for a few months. And then, you know, I like to let the music tell me what it's supposed to do. So it started calling to me. And when I sat down to answer that call and, you know, get into that creative zone, I promise you I was finished writing it probably in about 10, 15 minutes. It was done. It was done. It was just that deep of connection. And so I know that that song came from a very pure space. And I like that you're saying childlike, because that is, children are so pure. They are just, they don't have a whole lot of issues. They're not trying to impress you. They just want what's real and what is true, period. When you give that to them and with as much love as possible, they're satisfied, you know? And so to be able to create from that pure childlike is a phenomenal, it's a phenomenal gift. And so that's exactly where I was. I had surrendered to the process, you know, I just wasn't trying to do anything. I was allowing myself to be guided, you know, and just like a child does. A child is completely trusting of the person that, or the energy that they're around. They're not, you know, afraid and concerned about whether they have on the right pair of shoes, that kind of thing, you know. They're just free in it. They're absolutely free in it. So yeah, I would say absolutely that is a perfect description of what that process in that song was for me. It's just complete surrender. Just whatever was to flow was flowing. And I just happened to be the one fortunate enough to be the translator at that time, you know. So the child was running free, barefoot, you know, skipping, humming, singing, jumping rope, whatever, you know, having a good time, having a great time.
Yeah, and that's really powerful. You know, I think about, you know, just talking about that inner child, and you think about how, you know, sometimes you can look at somebody, and you can see how they looked when they were small. You know, it's something about it. You know, some people you can, and you know when you think about even the ones that you can't. When you grow up and you really feel why I feel this way about, it could be about apples. It could be about the way somebody treats their child, and you don't know why that's bothering you so much, you know. But it's things in under the layers of this individuality, duality, you know, it's something. I'm sorry, we had an echo in here. But anyway, you know, come back. Reel it in. So we're going to go to break, but I do want to say, you know, it's so important if we could start looking inside, deep inside our hearts, and think with a child's heart. Feel with a child's heart. That's just one of my very favorite songs of all time. And Stevie Wonder brought it out. Michael Jackson took it out. It was a really beautiful song. I wish I had it right here to play. Do you know the song? Can you take us to break with that song? Do you know it, with a child's heart?
Oh, I don't.
Okay,
I'm
with
sorry.
A child's heart, no problem. It goes with a child's heart. Wait a minute. Let me see. Child's heart. There's no reason to cry. There's no reason to worry. There's no need to fear. Just being alive makes it all so very clear. Or dear, both of them are good. With a child's heart, nothing can ever get you down. Mm. With a child's heart, there's no reason to frown. You know what I'm saying? And that is so beautiful. It was
wow.
At those times when we talk about play and we talk about passionately love, appreciating you, children, they are the ones that could teach us a whole heck of a lot about how to do that. We call it, oh, don't share your toys. You're being selfish. Well, they just don't want to give up that toy right there. It feels good right now to have that right now. And,
right.
And again, what we were talking about earlier is self-love. They're filling themselves up. And listen, when they get enough and they start feeling that, guess what they're going to do? They're going to pass that toy right over to the other person if they know they want it, because they have an innate ability to love. All right?
That's right.
That's right. She said, as she eases off the step, the box so that she can take a break. So we'll be right back. We'll be right back, beloved.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Usually when we talk about relationships, we're more inclined to just think of our interactions with loved ones, coworkers, neighbors, or people in general. However, if we take a good look at life and the world around us, we will realize that life is a relationship, and we're all relating on this ship called life. No matter where you go, what you do, you're always having a relationship with something or someone, and we have a relationship with everything that exists. Our relationships to everything keeps us alive, and our existence on Earth is the ultimate relationship. All of creation is in relation. Join me on Bicycle with Life Relationships Intensive. We will cover the family experience, romantic experience, life experience, and the health experience. For more information or to register, go to ombasa.com/events. That's ombasa.com/events. Looking for you there.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and time outs to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org, or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back. I am here on the playground with the love goddess, the incomparable, I love saying that, Sharon Marie. Oh, I love it. Are you here with me, my dear sister? Are we ringing around the rosy?
Not going anywhere till you kick me out.
Oh, well, you're going to have a problem there. Well, you know, we get lessons in gratitude, you know, and how grateful are you today, you know? And sometimes it's hard to pull up the gratefulness, you know, even though we know, you know, we know that we know that we know that we know about where to be grateful in every moment that you get with every breath is a blessing, blood running through our veins. We have children, we have family, we have a loving this and a bop-a-da-doop and a papa wobble wobble wobble. And then Charlie Brown, wah, 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 you know.
Right.
All right? Yeah. Yeah. So what happens? What happens on the days where you feel like it's a test, even though it may not be? What happens when you're too blessed and you're stressed? What do you do then?
baby, you know, I tell you, well, for me, and I'll share with you what I actually blogged about on Facebook today. It's crazy that you would ask this question because that exact experience today, feeling blessed and stressed. And, you know, I said, okay, well, I'm going to just dance it out because, you know, I work out, and I said, today I'm just going to dance until I feel better. And I saw one of my daughters in another room, and I asked her to dance with me. Of course, first she told me no.
And then, I know which one that was.
Oh, you know it, you know. And then she eventually eased in, and we danced, and I was playing Happy. I'm so in love with that song, and it was so healing for me today. So we danced and danced for that. And then after we were done, you know, she says, "Well, why did you say that you needed some inspiration?" You know, and I promise you, I didn't remember even saying those words to her when I asked her to come dance with me, which is, you know, so I was totally in a zone, right, and determined to refill my joy tank, and, you know, and I said, I don't know, you know, I didn't know that I'd said that. I said, but the truth is I'm just tired. You know, sometimes you just, being human, you just get tired, you know. And she was looking at me like, tired of what? What in the world are you tired of? So,
right.
You know, I shared with her, you know, I said, I'm tired of things, you know, not really moving at the rate that I want them to move, and not being able to really do the things that I know I'm here to do right now. I said, I know I'm being impatient, but I'm just tired right now. And I started to cry, and she was looking at me, and she went on to tell me, you know, I don't think you see yourself and the joy that you bring to people and the way that you make them feel. You don't see what you do for other people. And you're doing a great job with your career. You're doing a great job, Mom. In essence, that's what she said. And, you know, I just was so profoundly grateful in that moment for that angel girl to for her to have the wisdom just to say that to me in that moment, because I didn't have enough in my joy tank for myself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was spent. I was just, you know, I was just spent. And sometimes, you know, I know for me personally, sometimes I have to just go to somebody else that really loves me to remind me that, yes, you can do this. Yes, you're right on schedule. And, yes, everything really is okay, even though things look crazy. Yes, really, really, really and truly they are. And, you know, at the times when I've meditated all that I can meditate, I've prayed all that I could pray, I've been as joyful as I could possibly be in every moment, sometimes just as a human being, I give out, you know, my legs give out, you know. And so it's in those moments where, like I said, you know, thankfully there are people around me that I know love me and that can see that in me. And if I'm truthful enough to express where I am at that time, help will always show up in the most beautiful ways possible. Most beautiful ways possible. In ways that, you know, that I can't even predict. I could never have predicted that she would have said that to me. I wasn't even looking for that. You know, I just wanted somebody to dance with me. You know, I just wanted a dancing partner.
But it's how she is raised and how she was raised. And it's a beautiful thing, because if you ask me, when we talked about how others see you, how the other, it's important to people, other people, how they see you. That's who it's important to. And it's important to me how I see you, and I appreciate how I see you, you know. And how I see you is she said exactly what she was guided throughout her life to say, to be wise, to be loving, to be kind. Yes, even though she didn't feel like dancing, you know, it wasn't just because you were going to give her a spanking, because she's too old for that. She knew that. And she wasn't too bit worried about whether you're going to be mad at her. I know her.
Right.
So it was more of a kind gesture that she was looking out for herself and you as she gave you the love, you know. And it's a beautiful thing. And she was shining. And we're behind us. We're going to give them a little bit of time to shine.
Yeah.
Give them a little bit of time to shine. Just, I think it's very appropriate. Indeed. That was time to shine. Sherry Marie. Sherry, why don't you tell them where they can actually get this piece and your other pieces?
Fantastic. Thank you. You can find both songs on iTunes, iTunes.com. Just go straight there, and they're ready to be downloaded. Thank you again for playing the music and sharing it with the world. It really just means so much to me. I love it when I get the opportunity to reach people and they have an opportunity to feel good, you know, feel some joy musically. So thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so anything you want to actually leave people with today?
Well, yes, I would like to share with everyone, just remember how magnificent you are right in this and every moment. You don't have to fix anything. There's nothing broken. You were born to be great, you know, no matter what that is that you do, no matter where you are in the world, no matter who you are, you have, you know, royalty in your veins, in your DNA. And all you have to do is decide. You've got to choose how you wish to express that, what your calling is, and go out there and do it and just shine. If it's making great cookies, if it's making a great song, if it's being a great astronaut, being a great sanitation worker, or being a great mom, or really doesn't matter. You matter is what's important, and whatever you choose to do matters. And just if you can remember that and hold on to that, I promise you, you will continue to move through life with kindness and with love, even without thinking about it, because you're loving yourself enough to be who you are. And that's what I want you to remember. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I am definitely here. Where am I going to go? I was just stepping back off the soapbox, making sure that I, you know. But anyway, I have a very strong comment from one of your avid fans, and then he's saying, please keep making good music, because, you know, we play your music here all the time.
Thank you.
Keep making wonderful music. And so we're going to take it up. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to wrap you up, and we're going to send you out there from this playground with lots of love, and we're going to reel you back in shortly. So everybody's going to be looking for you. You know that. And we're going to send you out. We're going to send you out with The Wind by Sherry Marie. And, of course, they can find all the music on SherryMarie.com. I love you, Sherry Marie.
I love you, Ombassa Sophia. Thank you, Marcus, for an amazing experience. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I love you. Be blessed.
Live love.
All right. Yes, indeed. That is my sister, my comrade, my love friend, sister of my soul, Sherry Marie. I wouldn't trade her for nothing, and she know it. She's given us and the world so much, and I really appreciate her every time we have her on the show. So we're going to let you go out on The Wind, which you're going to love, and you're going to fall in love with The Wind, just like we have. Sherry Marie, everyone. Ombassa out. Have a wonderful week. I'm gonna trust the wind to carry me.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.